And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says we are saved by faith, but not by faith alone? One very popular teaching in the religious world today is faith-only salvation, the idea that all a person has to do to be saved is just have faith in Jesus. Baptist preacher Billy Graham puts it like this, "Just trust Christ as Savior. Anyone can be saved if they accept Christ." The Methodist Book of Discipline says that we are justified by faith only is the most wholesome doctrine and very full of comfort. But is a person saved by faith only? The Bible, of course, has much to say on the subject of salvation because God never wanted anyone to be lost. Ezekiel wrote, "Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked, and not rather that he should return from his way and live? I have no pleasure in the death of him who dies, said the Lord." Ezekiel 18, verses 23 and 32. But while the Bible has much to say about salvation, it has very little to say about faith-only salvation. In fact, the Bible mentions faith-only salvation only once, in James chapter 2 and verse 24, and there it is condemned. James wrote, "You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." Is faith in Christ essential to salvation? Certainly it is. John chapter 3, verse 36 states, "He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." But will just believing in Christ save anyone? No, it will not. In Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 through 30, Jesus passed by two demon-possessed men, and the demons cried out, "What have we to do with you, Jesus, Son of God?" The demons not only knew who Jesus was, but they accepted him as the Son of God. As James wrote, "Even the demons believe and tremble," James 2, verse 19. But were the demons saved merely because they believed in Jesus? Of course not. It is obvious, therefore, that mere faith alone is insufficient to save a person. Instead, that person must repent of his sins, Luke 13, 3, confess Christ as Lord, Romans 10, 10, and be baptized for the remission of his sins, Acts 2, 38. Yes, a person is saved by faith, but he is not saved by faith alone.
And to God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.